sorry. I didn't notice you coming before. What brings you to my neck of the woods? You heard me humming. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I haven't had an audience in what seems like forever. So I know I must be off my game with that, but... That isn't quite what I meant when I asked what brought you here. I meant, why are you here, so deep in the forest? Really? Just out foraging for fruits? Well, I suppose that makes sense. But you've certainly come a long way from any towns or villages. I suppose you must be looking for the really good stuff, huh? Only the juiciest, wettest fruits. Come closer, human. It will be a lot easier for me to talk to you when you aren't all the way over there. What? Why not? Are you nervous? Frightened? There's no reason to be. I mean, surely this isn't the first time you've seen an Arune, right? It is. Well, there's nothing to worry about. I'm just a plant, after all. A pretty little flower. You do think I'm pretty, don't you? Oh, you're so sweet. Come on. Just come a little closer. I promise I don't have thorns. At least, not ones you need to be worried about. Oh, and you can go ahead and leave that heavy pack on the ground too. I promise nobody's going to come and take it while we're talking. At least not this deep in the woods. That's it. Good boy. See, there is no reason to be afraid. What's that? Oh, I just called you a good boy. Why? Well, because you're a boy and you're being good, silly. Now come on, get a little closer. I want to get a better look at you. Well, well, well. Aren't you a cutie? If I had known somebody as good-looking as you was going to waltz in here, I would have tried to freshen up a bit. Look at you, getting all flustered. I can't be the first pretty girl to call you cute, right? Or am I just the first monster to do it? Well, it was going to happen eventually. Us monster girls know cuter boys when we see them. What's that, honey? Am I naked? Of course I'm naked, silly. I'm a plant. When have you ever heard of a plant wearing clothes? All I need are these leaves I can move around. Do you want me to show you more? I could stop covering up my breasts with these leaves if you like. All you have to do is ask. You don't? Why ever not? Oh, I know. You already have someone, don't you? A girlfriend waiting for you back in town? Ah, figures. All the good-looking humans are always taken. I bet you are lying about picking berries. You were probably looking for a flower for her, weren't you? Oh, you don't? Well, then what's the problem? Still a little nervous? Oh, so this is the first time you've been propositioned by a monster girl before? Well, now hold on there. Who said it was a proposition? Just because I'm going to show you my breasts doesn't mean you're going to touch them or anything. Hey, it's okay. I'm just kidding. Calm down. Shh, it's all right. I promise I'm not offended. Here, take a deep breath, all right? In through your nose and out through your mouth. There you go. See, I was just kidding around. Oh? What do you mean, what's that smell? Do you smell something bad? No. Oh, you smell something good. Well, what is it? Is it all the leaves and the nice forest air? Or is it something better than that? Something you haven't smelled before? Like a field of roses and daisies mixed together? Like strawberries dripping in honey? Or, you know, like a flower or something? That's my pollen, goofball. I release that into the air to help calm you down. You feel so much more relaxed, don't you? Oh, you feel tired. It must be from all that walking around you've done. Like I said, you're pretty deep in the woods. You should probably rest, you know. It's already getting kind of dark, and you will get lost if you try to walk back home when you are this tired. No, it's no trouble at all. In fact, I can even make you a place to take a little nap if you want. The only thing is, if I'm going to do it, I have to take all of these leaves away from in front of my breasts. Huh, that's weird. All of a sudden, you're super eager to see them. It might be my pollen, but it's probably just because you're a good boy. Good boys love looking at pretty monster girl titties after all. You see? Oh, honey, do you like them? I just knew you would. Look at how big and perky they are. They are much nicer than any human boobs out there. But you know, now that I'm all exposed, I feel like it's a little unfair for you to keep yourself all covered up like that. I mean, I am completely naked over here now that I've rearranged my leaves into a bed for you. I think the right thing for you to do would be to take off all those clothes, you know? Just for when you're taking your nap, of course. Doesn't that sound nice? Come on, don't you want to be a good boy and take everything off before your nap? Well, of course I'm going to look, cutie. You got to see me naked, didn't you? It's only fair. Don't try to cover up anything, either. There's no need to be embarrassed. It's just you and me. Oh my. Your body is gorgeous, you know that. And your cock. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, are you feeling bashful now? It's okay. I understand. It's not very often you get naked in front of a pretty monster, is it? Shh, shh, shh. Come on. Come and lay down on my leaves. I promise I'll take extra special care of you. See? Feel how soft they are on that cute butt of yours. And I can adjust this leaf to lift your head up at the perfect angle, which just so happens to be right next to one of my boobs. Funny how that works out, isn't it? Oh, you almost fell, poor thing. I don't think my leaves are quite big enough to keep you from rolling off and bumping your head on the ground. I do have an idea to fix that, though. Do you see these? If you want, I could wrap you up in them. Then you won't roll around anywhere. I promise it's just to keep you safe and snug while you sleep, okay? Will you be a good boy and let me tie you up so you don't fall? I knew you would. Oh, honey, you look so handsome tied up like that. And your eyes are getting so wide. I just noticed I wasn't able to get your cock wrapped up. Sticking up out of the vines. It looks so cute. You know, I could stroke it for you if you wanted. It might help you sleep. You would like that, wouldn't you? If I stroked your cock? If I milked you softly and gently until you drifted to sleep? Oh, you would like that, huh? Well, only the best good boys get to come. And in order to be the goodest boy you can be, you have to do just one thing for me, okay? I want you to take that nipple that's in front of your face into your mouth and start sucking. I have a little treat for you. Does that sound like something you can do for me, honey? Can you be an extra super good boy for me and suck on my tit while I jerk you up? I knew you could. Open wide and get ready for me to start stroking. Oh, there we go. There we go. Oh, that's it. Such a good boy. Oh, such a good boy for me. Ah, it feels so good. And it tastes so good too. Do you like mummy's nectar, human? It's the sweetest thing you've ever tasted in your life, isn't it? Well, I hope you like it. Because for a while, it's going to be the only thing you're eating. I promise it's enough to keep you big and strong. You'll stay full and healthy while I have you here, wrapped up in my vines, draining your cock in all sorts of fun ways. Oh, that's right, honey. I'm not letting you go for quite a while. I might have played a little trick on you when I said I was just going to have you take a little nap. Sorry about that and all, but I can't just let a cute boy like you get away. It's been so long since I've been able to get seed, especially from someone so handsome. So, I'm going to keep you for a while. Maybe forever. Who knows? Oh, you just started sucking harder. I don't think you really mind, do you? Oh, such a good boy. Such a good boy for mummy. Oh, let me squeeze your cock a little harder. Oh, that's it. You know this is really such a gorgeous cock. I can't wait to fill it in my mouth and in my pussy. I can't wait to make you come over and over and over again. Oh, I'm taking all of that delicious, precious human seed. Oh, and that's the best part for you, is that all you have to do is lay there and let me take it from you. Oh, and you have to drink my nectar. That's it. It's a pretty good deal, huh? I bet you didn't think you'd be getting into this situation when you left your house today. Oh, I feel you trying to move your hips. Naughty boy. Oh, don't worry. Naughty doesn't mean bad. All good boys are naughty for their Arunay mummies. That's how I want you to be. Naughty, perverted, slutty. Slutty boys make the most seed. They come lots and lots and lots, don't they? Oh, you definitely are a naughty boy, aren't you? You really, really want to come. I can feel your hips jerking. I can feel your cock twitching. Do you want me to go faster? Well, don't stop sucking. Oh, just nod for me, baby. Oh, good boy. Okay, here goes. Oh. Oh, I actually think you're going to come soon, aren't you? Is mummy's nectar that good? Does her pollen have your mind in a subby little haze? Oh, does she feel nice and soft on that pretty cock of yours? Oh, okay, you can come. But first, you have to promise me something. Promise me you'll stay with me for as long as I want. That you won't try and run away. And while you're here, you will do nothing but give me all of that yummy seed of yours. Go ahead and stop sucking and repeat after me. Say, mummy. Good. Now, say, mummy. I promise I will be a good, naughty boy for you. Yes. Now say, I promise to be a good boy who does everything you say. I will drink lots of your nectar and give you lots of my seed. Okay, I'm going to count down for you now. Are you ready to come for me? Are you ready to give me all of your seed? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Come for me. Come for mummy. Oh, that's it. Oh, such a good boy for me. Oh, such a good, naughty fucking boy. Release all of your seed. Give it to me. Give it all to me. Don't hold back a single drop. Just let pleasure wash over you as you empty your balls into my hand and drink in more of my nectar. Let your mind melt away with your orgasm. Let your body collapse and release all of its energy. Yes, yes. Oh, such a good fucking boy. Oh, there we go. See? Did that feel good? Oh, I know. I know, baby. It's okay. You can stop sucking now. I know your cock is sensitive. I'll remove myself from you now. Oh, poor thing. You gave me so much seed. And look, I've already started absorbing it. You did such a good job. But now, my good, sweet, handsome, pretty boy, now you need to sleep. Because soon, you are going to have to give me your cum again, and again, and again, many, many, many more times. You need to give me all the seed I want. That's the deal we made, remember? Say, yes, mummy. Ah, that's a good little slave. You're mine now, boy. Go to sleep, little human.